Welcome back to the Derelict Workshop Renovation Series. In this episode, I'll recap everything that's happened so far, from clearing out mountains of junk to rebuilding the chimney, repairing the roof, and digging up the workshop floor to make this abandoned building useful after decades of neglect. At the end of the episode, I'll share some project updates, including a challenge I've run into and some plans for what's coming next. For most of this renovation, the workshop hasn't had its own power supply. Jackery have kindly sponsored this video and sent me their Explorer 2000, a portable power station that can handle everything from power tools to lights. It weighs 17.5 kilograms. Although this is a pretty hefty piece of kit, it is easy enough to move around. Plug it into the mains and you'll get 80% charge in just over an hour and a full charge in 1 hour and 43 minutes. The capacity of this thing is huge, with 2,042 watt hours, which means it can run a 2,000 watt device for over an hour. It's also built to handle high startup loads with a surge capacity of 4,400 watts and a continuous output of 2,000 watts. I used it with one of my most power-hungry tools, the pressure washer. It pulls 1,837 watts continuously and the Jackery kept it running for over an hour. There are 6 output ports, so while tools are running, I can also charge my camera gear, phone, and keep the lights on, all at the same time. The Jackery app lets me monitor the battery remotely and control the power outlet module separately, so that means I can switch lights on and off without even being in the workshop. And if I need an emergency light, there's one built right into the body of the battery. If you're working off-grid or just need reliable backup power at home, the Explorer 2000 is a seriously capable solution. Jackery have sent me a discount link to pass on to you, which can be found pinned in the comment section. Before I dig up the workshop floor, let's look at the planned layout for the workshop. I've created this 3D model to show the overall layout and what I have planned for each area. First up is the main workshop. This is the original part of the building, likely a potting shed built over 100 years ago. It's where I'll do most of the woodworking and general projects. It has a fireplace for keeping warm in winter and a good amount of natural sunlight, which makes it a great place to work year-round. The smaller room at the back, which was once a tack room for the stables, will become my metalworking space. The stables themselves were a later addition and will be used for storing materials and working on larger builds. Upstairs in the attic, I'm planning to set up an office, a quiet space to think, sketch, and edit. And finally, this separate shed will be used for wood storage once I've cleared it out and restored it later in this episode. Unfortunately, the owner of this building has gone completely quiet, which is a bit of a challenge. I've been trying to, and failing, to get in touch to agree on the next stage of work so I can finally get the workshop into a usable state. When he resurfaces, I'll pick things up where I left off. Just in case he doesn't reappear, I've started looking for a workshop to buy, and I found some amazing options, including buildings nearly 300 years old. While all that goes on in the background, I'm going right back to basics. I'll be heading into the woods to prepare for an attempt to cross the Irish Sea in a DIY Stone Age boat made entirely from animal skins and wood. Along the way, I'll be making everything I need from scratch: buckskin clothes, flint tools, weapons, food, and finally the boat itself. On to the next adventure.